Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Season 2 of Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show, Kiddos Edition. Let's learn about the good, the bad, and the ugly in the pageant industry. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory, and my co-host, Daisy Heal. Remember, these are children and teens on the show and hosting as guest speakers. Please give them the general respect and allow them to grow as they move toward the discovery process. We do ask that our callers and emailers send in and ask age-appropriate questions. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show with my co-host, Daisy Heal.
Hey, Crown Talk listeners. I am your co-host, Daisy Heal. I am so excited to be co-hosting with Burgundy. Tonight on Crown Talk with Burgundy, radio talk show, Kiddos Edition, we have the awesome Katie McKenna. She is your world's Our Little Miss Princess, and this past November, she was crowned your Florida's Little Miss Hometown USA. Do you want to become a Crown Talk with Burgundy intern? It's your time to sign up today. We are taking applications ages 4 to 26 years of age for our summer term. You could become an executive, platinum intern, or a diamond intern in an instant. Kapanu Pi, listeners. It's your chance to start your journey in this remarkable pageant society where our platform is volunteerism. We take anyone from pageant ladies to even our pageant pets. Visit www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk. I would like to share one of my favorite quotes with you. Where there is kindness, there is goodness. Where there is kindness, there is magic. Cinderella. Do you have a favorite quote? Before we get started, let's take a minute to thank one of our incredible sponsors, Crystal Miles. Thank you for always sponsoring our cover girls and spokes models. And now, what we have all been waiting for, the amazing Katie McKenna from the Sunset Shine State of Florida. Oh, yeah. And if you are just now tuning into the show, our question tonight is your world's Our Little Miss Princess and the reigning Florida's Little Miss Hometown USA. Hello, Katie.
Hello, Daisy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I have had a quite crazy week. I have a project due tomorrow. I wish the week was here. Over.
Same.
At what age did you start competing in pageants?
6 years old. I was 6 years old when I started competing in pageants.
Were you nervous?
Maybe a little bit.
I was very nervous, and I was 4 when I started my first pageant. I met this really nice girl named Hannah Dyer, and she taught me how to walk the pattern.
I know
Hannah. Wow, that's great. I won Grand Supreme. It was pretty awesome. How do you know Hannah?
I think I met her at a pageant once.
That's right. It's pretty cool and we know the same girl.
That's pretty true.
We have a question from City, Florida. Do you like to practice for pageants?
most of the time. Sometimes I'm a little tired, but most of the time I'm literally all jacked up and ready to go.
I love doing pageants so much. I love practicing pageants.
Same, girly.
Have you competed in a lot of pageants?
Maybe probably medium scale, because I haven't been. I've only been in pageants. This is only, like, my first year being in pageants, like, completely. But I would say the medium scale, because I haven't been in, like, 4 to 5. I've been in 6 to 10 pageants, but I wouldn't say a lot, like 20 to 28, because, I mean, that's a lot. But I would rate it on medium scale.
Wow, I have competed in about 10 pageants total. We have another question from our emails. This comes from Chicago. If you had one wish in the world, what would it be and why?
To win the big national baton throwing pageant and baton competition in July, some summer. I really want to win it because you get this gigantic trophy and a bunch of plaques.
Wow, I would want to win that too. That seems pretty awesome. Is it hard?
I mean, I've never been. It's my first year. I have to go to Indiana, Notre Dame.
Wow. Hey, guys. Let's give thanks to another awesome sponsor. Thank you, Rising Athlete USA. Maximize and reach your potential.
Well, ladies, we actually have a call, and we have a few callers that are calling in, so we're going to see which one of these callers is going to answer and talk to you, Daisy and Katie. Hello, is this caller number 20?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Burgundy, Daisy, Katie, it's your Platinum Exclusive Miss Intern, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hey. Do you have a question for... Do you have a question for Katie or Daisy?
I do have a question for Katie. Katie, is there a particular platform or cause that you promote with your titles?
What did you say?
Is there a certain cause that you promote with your titles? Like, for instance, I support Autism Awareness and the Children's Miracle Network. Is there one you support in particular?
I actually have my own nonprofit organization called eTreasure. eTreasure is my nonprofit organization that I collect old electronics to keep out of landfills. I have collected almost 1,000 pounds of electronics, and I've had a great experience. I've won the President's Environmental Youth Award, Progress by the EPA, and I recently just found out that I have won the Everyday Young Hero Award, Progress by I won the Everyday Young Hero Award, and I've also won the Disney Dreamer and Doer Award for my nonprofit organization.
Wow, that's awesome, Katie, especially for your age.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, Daisy, my little princess. You are doing an awesome job. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, so much for supporting the girls and calling into the show.
You're welcome, Burgundy.
And you have a wonderful day.
Stay in y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Daisy, you can finish up with some of those questions and finish up our break.
Hey, Crab Talk listeners. We are still live with Katie McKenna. So remember to call into the show at 917-889-8863. Or you can email us your questions at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. Katie, we have a question from Auburn, Alabama. How have pageants been good in your life?
They've been good, but I've just had a great experience in pageants. I've met so many new friends. Sometimes they win the crowns, and sometimes I win the crowns. But it doesn't really matter about the crowns and the plaques and the trophies and the sashes. All that matters in pageants is having fun and doing your best.
That is true. The crown is in your heart, and that's all that matters.
That's very true.
What is your favorite competition during a pageant?
My favorite competition during a pageant would be interview, because I get to communicate with other human beings.
Wow, that's my favorite, too. I like talking to people, and I just love talking to people, so that's why I love interview.
Same.
We have so many wonderful sponsors. Thank you, MagiQuest, a live-action, magical, and adventurous attraction that's fun for all ages. The dresses are always so pretty at the pageants. What is your favorite pageant dress color?
White, because white and gold, because white and gold are opinions of the shimmery colors on stage that really stand out and shine.
I love sparkly colors, too. I recently had one white dress, two pink dresses, and now I have a purple dress. When I get a little older, I would like to have a yellow dress. Really sparkly. To shine on stage. Katie, we have an email question from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. What do you like about holding two titles?
Holding two titles has just been an amazing experience. To get started, being World's Our Little Miss Princess is just amazing. It's an amazing experience. Recently this winter, I went to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. It was just an amazing experience. I got to see a lot of my friends. And also being Little Miss Hometown USA, that's been an amazing experience. This past weekend, I went to Leesburg, and I went to a Women's Living Society, and they've had a pretty harsh life, so I went there to sing and do crafts with them.
That is so cool. I have done many organizations, too. Like we mentioned earlier in the show, volunteerism is a big part of pageantry.
Yes.
What has been your favorite volunteer project?
My favorite volunteer project has been helping and going to A1 Assets with my little sister, Kenley. She is 6 years old. She turned 7 in May. But Kenley's just a great helper. And my favorite one would just be going to A1 Assets with her and recycling all the old electronics.
I have volunteered with several organizations. My favorite are Relay for Life and the Ronald McDonald House. I like that your little sister volunteers with you.
Mm-hmm. She's very, very nice, too.
She seems very nice.
What'd you say?
I said she seems very nice.
She is very nice, and thank you a lot.
Katie, tell us about your nonprofit that is helping the environment.
Well, my nonprofit, about 2 or 3 years ago, I wonder where would all the old electronics go? iPads, iPhones, iPods, tablets, anything. I asked my mom where would they go. She said landfills. I said, well, why does that have to happen? It's just polluting our air. So then I'm like, maybe we should start a little nonprofit organization that I can help collect old electronics to keep them out of landfills. First we started with friends and family, and then we went on, etc. And I've collected almost 1,000 pounds of electronics.
Wow, that is so awesome. It's so great that you care about our environment, and that it's really not fair that other people don't have electronics. So that's great. We probably have a few items that need to be recycled at home. If someone listening would like to have their old electronics recycled, tell us how we go about doing that.
Well, you would go about doing that on one of my email addresses. It's called eTreasureInc@gmail.com. We have a Facebook, a website, and also an email address called eTreasureInc@gmail.com.
Awesome. I'm going to have to go visit that. Thank you, Katie, for your contribution in helping the environment. This proves that one person can help to make a difference.
But you can also send to 10133 Tavistock Road in Orlando, Florida.
Perfect. Let's pause for a quick break to give a shout out to another great sponsor.
Okay.
A huge thank you to Blog Talk Radio. Radio pick just for you.
Well, ladies, we have a few more callers, so we are going to jump right into caller number 8, and let's see what they have to say or ask. Hello, caller number 8.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Do you have a question for Katie?
Am I caller number 8?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh, I am. Oh. I see that Katie went to the fire station. Will she be going to the police department and other places?
I would have to check the calendar if I could go to the police department and the other things. But I probably will go to a police department, but we would have to schedule something. Sometimes it's just me, but sometimes I have my pageant sisters and other queens come with me.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know who this – you don't know who this is, do you, Katie?
No, sir.
The voice doesn't sound familiar?
Yes.
It does. Who does it sound like? Uncle David?
Yeah. Sounds like Uncle David.
Yes, it is. I just wanted to call you and wish you luck this year. You're doing a great job, and keep
Thank
up the
you.
Good work. Okay?
Thank you.
And maybe we'll see you around Easter time.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, love you, babe. You be good. Tell Mom I said hey, okay? All right, love
okay.
you, too. All right,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Daisy, keep those questions coming.
All right, Katie, let's get a little more personal. Tell us about your hobbies and activities outside of pageantry.
Well, my hobbies and activities out of pageantry would be baton twirling, singing, piano, and golf. I've been into singing because I saw this girl at one of my pep rallies when I was in private school, 2015 to 14, and I was inspired to sing. I was also inspired by my sister to baton twirl, and I was inspired by the internet to play piano, and I was inspired by my father to play golf.
We have several things in common. I love golf, too. I enjoy playing with my granny in the yard. One day, I hope to get to play on the golf course. I should probably take lessons first. I also play piano, too.
Really? Maybe we do have a lot of things in common.
Yes, we do. Do you or have you taken golf lessons?
Yes. I will get back into golf lessons soon, but I have been really, really busy.
Have you done any competitions in golf?
No, I have not.
No.
But my father has.
My brother did.
Really?
Yes.
My brother's only two, but he's obsessed with it.
That's cool. We have time for one last question.
Okay.
What would you tell people you have learned most from being in pageants?
Well, I mean, in pageants, if someone new just wanted to join, I would say all you need to do is have fun, make new friends, and try your best. Because trying your best and having fun and meeting new friends are really good things to have in life and to do. I mean, it doesn't really matter about the crown. But all that matters is the fun, making new friends, and doing your best.
I agree. And helping others. I believe pageants are very helpful to young girls. Pageants build confidence and social skills. Having confidence and great social skills helps me at school and life.
Same.
It has been great talking to you. I hope one day we get to meet in person.
Hope so, too.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me here today.
You're welcome. Burgundy Radio, thank you for talking with me on this second season of Crown Talk with Burgundy, Radio Talk Show Kiddos Edition. Remember, you can check out our website, www.crowntalkbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk or blogtalkradio.com/crowntalkwithburgundy to learn more about Florida's Little Miss Hometown USA and your Little Miss Princess, Katie McKenna.
Thank you so much for hosting with me.
I would like to thank Burgundy. This opportunity has been so amazing. How many 8-year-olds can say they co-hosted a radio talk show? What an awesome experience. Burgundy, you are so amazing.
Well, thank you, Daisy. What were you saying?
helping young people reach for the stars. Anything is truly possible. I am so proud to be an intern with you.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're an intern with us, and we really enjoyed listening to you tonight and with everything that you're doing for the pageant industry and just for our world. It really has been fun. So thank you so much, Daisy, for co-hosting with me. You did really great.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you again, Daisy, for co-hosting with me tonight on Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show, Kiddos Edition. And again, Katie McKenna for coming on the Radio Talk Show. We really enjoyed learning a lot about who you are as your Florida's Little Miss Hometown USA and, of course, as your Our Little Miss Princess. So thank you again. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. We hope our listeners and fans join Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show, Kiddos Edition, every other Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, it did change from a Tuesday to a Thursday now. Remember to visit our social media site to see all the wonderful opportunities we offer and breaking news that is happening in the pageant marketplace. Facebook, Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine, our Facebook page, well, technically my personal Facebook page, Burgundy Mallory, our Twitter account, Crown Talk with BY, YouTube, Crown Talk with Burgundy, Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy, and Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY. Now, a little secret for everybody, there is a new network coming up, and it is with Crown Talk, so stay tuned for all the shows and happenings that's going on, and we do have a few people that have their own corners on Crown Talk with Burgundy website, so stay tuned for all that good news. Thank you, listeners, readers, viewers, fans, and Burgundy. Signing off tonight with our favorite quote, you're never too young.